today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, salamun alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. You're listening to this episode on a sad occasion. Today is the martyrdom anniversary of Lady Fatima Masuma, peace be upon her. So please accept our condolences on this day.
Ya Fatima, ishfa'i li fil jannah, fa inna laki 'inda Allahi sha'nan min ash-sha'n. Ya Fatima, ishfa'i li fil jannah, fa inna laki 'inda Allahi sha'nan min ash-sha'n.
Today, Saturday, is the 10th of Rabiul Thani, 1444, of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 14th of Aban, 1401, of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 5th of November, 2022, of the Christian Gregorian calendar. In this episode, we learn more about Lady Fatima Masuma, an example of purity.
Allahumma inni as'aluka an takhtim li bis-sa'adah, فلا تسلب مني ما أنا فيه ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم.
The title of Ma'asuma was given to this noble lady by her brother, Imam Ali al-Raza, peace be upon him. It is worth nothing that this title was awarded to her after her death, and she was not referred to by this name during her lifetime. Several scholars believe that some of the noble personalities from the household of the Holy Prophet, such as Lady Zainab, peace be upon her, Hazrat Abbas alayhi salam, and Lady Fatima Masuma alayha salam, due to their proximity to the Masumin, have acquired a high state of purity. Infallibility has two meanings: infallible from error and infallible from sin. When speaking of the infallibility of Masumin alayhim assalam, both these meanings apply. But when speaking about special and noble people, as those mentioned before, the latter meaning of infallible from sin is meant. So as I told you, today is the demise anniversary of Lady Masuma, peace be upon her, whose holy shrine is in this city, the city of Qom in Iran. We offer our condolences on this sad occasion.
When we mention the great woman of Islam, usually the list includes a Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra alayha salam, a Sayyida Zainab, Ummul Baneen, and a Sayyida Khadija alayha salam. But a great personality, amongst the greatest female personalities of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, was a woman, and that is a Sayyida Fatima al-Ma'suma alayha salam. A Sayyida Fatima, the daughter of al-Imam al-Kadhim and the sister of al-Imam al-Ridha alayha salam. A Sayyida Fatima al-Ma'suma was a woman of nobility, a woman of great virtue, of great piety and righteousness. And you can see today millions of people visiting her shrine in the holy city of Qom. I don't know how many of you have had the honor of going to the city of Qom and visiting the shrine of a Sayyida Ma'suma alayha salam. She is one of the greatest women of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam that most of us don't know too much about. Yes, I know there's a shrine of someone, Fatima al-Ma'suma, but what do we know about her? Her virtues. What have the Imams said about Fatima al-Ma'suma alayhi as-salam? Most people don't know. To show you her greatness, it suffices to go back to the traditions of the Imams of Ahlul Bayt and to see what the Imams said about her. When we go back to the traditions of the Imams, you will notice that three Imams of Ahlul Bayt all encouraged visiting the grave of a Sayyidah Ma'suma alayhi as-salam. Three Imams of Ahlul Bayt. Not only did they encourage their Shia to visit her grave, but they all said one word. Whoever visits the shrine of a Sayyidah Ma'suma, of a Sayyidah Fatima in Qom, wajabat lahu al-jannah. That individual will earn paradise. That individual will be entitled to paradise. Man zaraha wajabat lahu al-jannah. This has been said, number one, by Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, her grandfather. Even before she was born, the hadith says that Imam al-Sadiq one day said, إن لله حرما وهو مكة. There are certain holy places that are attributed to Allah or Ahlul Bayt. Number one is Mecca. It is the haram of Allah. It is the sanctuary of Allah. And then he said, ولرسوله حرما وهو المدينة. And the Holy Prophet has a place of sanctuary. And that is where? Medina, where he is buried. ولأمير المؤمنين حرم وهو الكوفة. The sanctuary of Imam Ali is Al-Kufa, Najaf today. And then he says, ولنا حرم. And we Ahlul Bayt, meaning the other Imams that came after, we have a haram, a sanctuary, a place that is holy. وهو قوم. Al-Imam al-Sadiq says that the sanctuary, the haram of us Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam is the city of Qom.
As-salamu
alayki.
As-salamu alayki ya.
About her, and now the knowledge of this lady, Lady Ma'suma alayha salam. Even as a child, her level of knowledge and spiritual awareness was very high, as seen in a narration. One Friday, a number of Shia went to the city of Medina to meet Imam Kazim, peace be upon him, to get some questions answered. But when they reached the house of Imam, they were informed that he was away on a journey. They decided to write their questions and entrust this to the family of the Imam. After a few days in Medina, the Shia decided to return home before their homeward journey. They passed by Imam's house to say their farewells, and here they were given their paper back with all the questions answered. The replies to their queries had been provided by Lady Fatima Ma'suma alayha salam, who at that time was only 6 years old. On their journey home, they happened to meet Imam Kazim alayhi salam. They related to the Imam the event that had occurred. The Imam asked to see the paper with the questions answered by Lady Fatima Ma'suma alayha salam. After studying her replies, the Imam remarked, Fedaha Abuha. May her father be sacrificed for her. On the sad occasion of Lady Ma'suma's demise, we offer our condolences to all Muslims all around the world.
As-salamu alayk, as-salamu alayk, as-salamu alayk, ya bint Rasulillah. As-salamu alayk, ya bint Fatima wa Khadija. As-salamu alayk, ya bint Amiril Mu'minin. As-salamu alayk.
السلام علي.
The merits of the pilgrimage of Lady Fatima Masuma. Dear brothers, dear sisters, there have been many traditions from the Imams about the rewards awarded to those who perform the pilgrimage of this noble lady, Lady Masuma, some of which are mentioned here. Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, has said, "A lady from my children by the name of Fatima will be buried in the city of Qom. Whoever visits her and visits her shrine will certainly be admitted to heaven." Imam Sadiq also has said, "Visiting her earns heaven." Imam Ar-Riza has said, "Whoever visits her shrine, while knowing and being aware of her high status, the reward for him will be heaven." Imam Reza, Lady Masuma's brother, has also said, "Be aware, whoever visits me in a state of purity after doing ghusl, he will come out of sin and become cleansed, purified of sin, as if he has just been born from his mother. Therefore, it follows that the same purity is obtained from performing the pilgrimage of Lady Fatima Masuma, peace be upon her."
Al-Imam al-Ridha, his sister, he told one of his companions by the name of Sa'd ibn Abdullah al-Qummi. He was one of his great companions that lived in the city of Qum. He told him one day that in Qum, in your city, you know, there's a huge personality. There's a noble lady. There's a saint that is buried. Sa'd said, "Do you mean Fatima, your sister?" He said, "Yes." And then he told him, "Man zaraha arifan bihaqqiha." Whoever visits Fatima al-Ma'suma, my sister in Qom, arifan bihaqqaha, while he knows, he has ma'rifah of the greatness of her position in the eyes of Allah, wajabat lahu al-Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow that person to enter paradise. Paradise will be earned for that person for going to the city of Qom and visiting. And finally, al-Imam al-Jawad, he said, "Man zara ammati Fatima biqum," whoever visits my aunt Fatima in Qum, wajabat lahu al-jannah. Then that person will earn paradise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want paradise, an easy way? Go to Qum, visit Fatima al-Ma'suma, and you will earn jannah, wajabat lahu al-jannah. Brothers and sisters, besides the 14 ma'sumeen, Rasulullah, Fatima al-Zahra, and the 12 imams, I don't know any personality that three imams said about visiting their graves, if you go to their graves and you visit them, you will earn paradise. Not even a Sayyida Zainab alayhi salam. I'm not saying Sayyida Ma'suma is greater than Sayyida Zainab. Who's greater? Only Allah knows. But I'm saying there is no personality other than the 14 Ma'sumeen that three imams said, "Go and visit her and you will go to paradise." This shows you the position that she has in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like I said, arifan bihaqqiha. Al-Imam al-Ridha tells Sa'd, if you go while you know the position of Fatima. What is the position of Fatima? There's a hadith from Al-Imam al-Sadiq where he speaks about visiting Fatima al-Ma'suma. And he says after that, he says, وَسَتَدْخُلْ بِشَفَاعَتِهَا جَمِيعُ أو سَيَدْخُلْ جَمِيعُ شِيعَتِنَا الْجَنَّةِ بِشَفَاعَتِهَا. He says that Fatima alayhi salam's position in the eyes of Allah is so high that Allah has given her the power of shafa'ah, intercession, such that her entire Shia, all the Shia of Ahlul Bayt, can enter paradise just through her shafa'ah. So this is the position of Fatima alayhi salam, Fatima al-Ma'suma.
That was all for today's special. Please keep us in your dua and supplication. And again, accept our condolences on the sad occasion, sad demise anniversary of Lady Fatima Masuma, peace be upon her. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami. علي إمامي.
لا إله إلا الله، الله ربي،
محمد نبي، علي إمامي.
لا فتى إلا علي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي.